Welcome to Metal Waveform.
Hey, and welcome once again with a Metal Brain Fart with me, Daru Metal, and my co-host and good friend of mine, Pru. How's it going, man?
What's up, dude? Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Man, I'm drinking fucking milk today because it was like 3 days in a row, just gigs.
And yeah, you know how it's... I heard you had a rough week again.
Yeah, and you even didn't remember that supposed to be the week that we need to record.
Yeah, well, there was a little bit of a confusion because I thought that we were going to do it next week. But, it wasn't really too much of a problem. I had, I was dog watching today, so I was a little bit surprised. But, I mean, fortunately enough, the dog watching... it wasn't too long. I mean, I only stayed there till like 4 o'clock or something. Then I had like the rest of the day off, so it was fine.
Yeah, I get you, man.
And I celebrated my birthday on the 23rd of March. That's like a month ago now. And yeah. My mother and my sister, they actually got me a bike for my birthday.
A what?
A bike.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, so I've been, surprisingly, I've been going around a lot with a bike now because you save so much fucking time.
Yeah, I get you, man.
Yeah, you know, especially it's like, it's 9 o'clock and I really want to buy some beer from like the grocery store. And it's like, yeah, get the bike.
Yeah, good work, man. 9 o'clock in Sweden, especially in the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Good work. Don't forget you're in Sweden, man.
Nah, no problem. Not in the town where I'm at right now, so.
I'm drinking milk.
Yeah, you're drinking milk. And I guess you had a fun weekend then, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, you said there was like 3 concerts in a row. Was it all at Club Fredagsmangel or was it?
Yeah, of course, man. It was Nervo Chaos from Brazil with 1 day in pain. The next day was some trashy band plus Storm Death. Yesterday, I don't remember because I was drunk and I was playing like a light technician as well because the sound technician and the light technician wasn't there and Nisa was a sound technician and I was like the light technician. It was fun.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. I mean, there always seems to be a...
And I'm totally looking forward for this week, because now we are recording at Sunday, but the episode going to be in the air around Monday, Tuesday, whatever. This week, man, I'm going to go to my first big gig in 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what's it going to be?
I'm going to Jefle Metal Cruise with Dismember, Tankard, Burning Witches, and some other bands.
Oh, really? Fuck, I didn't even know that they're doing a cruise.
That's the first cruise that they're doing. And I'm so hyped, man. First big gig, because otherwise the only gig that I attempt this 2 years was at Club Fredagsmangel, so... It's gonna be great.
I mean, technically, you've been to gigs, but not
big gig.
Not
big,
a big gig. Now, well, that's cool. I mean, there's a lot of like. I mean, the restrictions has obviously been dropped in a lot of ways. Many ways. I mean, they're pretty much dropped overall. So there's been. I've heard about there being concerts. It's a little weird, you know, because you're getting kind of used to the. You know, the idea of there not being concerts, you know, so it's kind of surprising to see.
Yeah, and a little bit more than 1 month is fucking Muscle Rock.
Oh, yeah, they're doing it. They haven't fully died.
No, man.
Dude, you know, I have, like, no fucking idea. Since I, like, I like I've mentioned earlier in earlier shows, I use my Facebook as often as I open my mailbox, which is like once a week maybe. So I know nothing really of what the fuck's going on when it comes to like the concert world, really. So
I'm using my Facebook almost like you are going to read in the toilet. Just open to share some shitty memes and pretty much that's it as well.
Well, I used to do that, but, you know, I got tired of that shit because, you know, it's sort of like the thing, it's sort of like going outside. You know, the idea of going outside is awesome. But, you know, when you get outside and you notice, oh, fuck, there are people there.
Going outside.
That's sort of the realization I have with like fucking Facebook. It's like, oh shit, it's people with their fucking opinions, and it's like, I basically just use the marketplace nowadays. I just check the messages I get from you, and then I go to the marketplace, sell some shit, buy some shit, and that's like basically.
Yeah, but that's why most of the messages that you receive is via SMS. In the phone, not in the in the messenger.
Well, here's the thing, though. I have Messenger on my phone still, so you can contact me on Facebook Messenger. The thing
I
is,
know.
I don't use Facebook. That's the difference. But yeah, whatever. Should we?
But with Messenger, you are like Jay replying after 2 months. That's why it's better to send you directly SMS.
It depends. It really depends. But I mean, really, I don't really want to even have a fucking Facebook. But, you know, some people are too stubborn to quit using that shit. So I guess I got to be staying on for a while. But yeah.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, yeah. You and I mean, all of my bestest friends basically are vehemently using Facebook. They are like, They won't be found anywhere else. You know, my best friends basically can only be reached through Facebook. So
pretty much.
That's really why I use it. But I don't want to sit here and talk about fucking Facebook. Should we? Do you have something more anecdotes from the weekend, or should we get the show going?
Speaking of your best friends, I met Cardinal and this week at Storm Dev. And it was very fun because...
He's actually one of my best friends that isn't on Facebook, so he's like the exception to the rule.
And actually, I was at the gig of Storm Dev, and it was fun because the next day you sent me Storm Dev. Hey, that's a nice band, and I was like, yeah, I saw them yesterday.
Yeah, I just fucking found it among the other channels that I non-Facebook groups that I'm talking in. So. You know, I just got tipsed about that, and you know, and I was like, yeah, sounds good.
And you know, the bass player of Storm Death is the guitarist of Armory. I forget his name.
I don't know, but I know of Armory, and I know who you're talking about. But the main, okay. Oh, I didn't know. That's cool.
And actually, he was like a Zach Wild this weekend.
Okay. Was he drunk or?
No. Because, you know, Zach Wild, there was a video when he broke the string and bleed and still playing.
Yeah, that's a classic picture, yeah.
Yeah, he have this problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, that's cool. I mean, he didn't. So, unless he didn't hurt himself extremely bad, I guess.
So I have two white pigs from him with blood on it.
That's fucking cool.
That's fucking metal.
Yeah. Are you done with your IRL posting or?
So let's go to
I'm sorry, I kind of sound like an asshole, but it's like, yeah. I want to get the show on the road.
We are on the road. We are speaking bullshit anyway, so...
Yeah.
Let's go on the pick of the week. You can start, man.
I would rather you start it, actually.
Fuck. I'm still torn between two albums, to be honest.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit earlier, and I said that if you want to pick two albums, I mean, it's fine. Since we aren't doing this show on a weekly basis, I mean... You can go with two. I don't care.
Right.
Shoot it.
Well, you saw one post of mine in Facebook that I made a picture of my purchase of Destruction Diabolic with a Mad Butcher statue. But also, I bought the latest Steel Preacher Back from Hell. Man, that's a really great album. And I also told you to listen, and I think you also enjoyed that one.
I actually did listen to it immediately as you were mentioning it. You mentioned it, and I was like, I went to Spotify, like directly, and just checked it out, and it was actually pretty damn good, I might say. Not a pick of the week for me, but it could have been if I didn't have anything else to pick. But yeah, it was good. It came out during last year, 2021.
Yeah, so, exactly.
It was a COVID album, so to speak, you know, probably recording during the off time that everyone had.
Remind me, I'm going to came back in a second for Steel Preacher. And the other one is one Brazilian band that I saw Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yeah.
All right.
It was Nervo Chaos from Brazil. They're pretty old band. Like the first album is 96, and I don't know why I thought they're like this sort of porno grind. You know, probably I have already always mixed them with anorexia.
I have no clue on the porno grind scene at all.
But actually, it was a really good death metal, death thrash metal, and I bought their box set. Once again, I bought a box set, and there was in this box set is the first four albums plus live picture disc. Plus live CD, plus two DVDs. And I listened to a first album that came out in 98, I think. I'm not sure, quite sure. And it's Payback Time. The problem is, right now I cannot say which song I like, because most of the time I didn't listen on the vinyl, because I listen two or three times at my work when at my phone, so it was in my pocket and I didn't know the songs. But about Steel Preacher, let's get back to Steel Preacher.
All right.
Sure. Eventually, we're going to have an interview with them.
Oh, really? You managed to get in touch? Yeah, so you showed me some like screen dumps or like screen captures of you talking with the... It looked like you were talking about with the band page, but...
exactly. Yeah.
So, but who, I don't know who was behind that.
We're going to see, man. Yeah. And also... Eventually, we're going to have an interview with Harry from Mad Butcher about their reunion gig.
All right. I'm going to score some fucking listens on that one, I guess. Because our most popular episodes are the interviews, which are...
Exactly. And next week, I'm going to give a spoiler alert. It's not going to be a dark week. But it's not going to be the regular show. Like we said, we're going to do our regular show every second week. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna air one interview with Alessio Medici from Violenter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. There's a lot of you got a lot of irons in the fire, I heard.
Well,
that's I mean, it's good. It's good to hear.
Man. I mean, I was also. I think this interview, if Zed from Vacant's Metal Radio Band play my show today, that is Sunday, the interview is already there as well.
All right. Well, that's awesome.
So yeah, that's my two pick of the week: Steel Preacher, Back from Hell, and Nervo Chaos with Payback Time.
All right. Yeah. Well, for my pick of the week, I've sort of gotten into a band which maybe it might be considered controversial in the state of how things are right now, but I've gotten into Aria as of late. For some reason, because, you know, I think we talked about it way back on the show, maybe even way back in the Maiden retrospective. And the thing was, I always mix up the Russian bands with one another. I thought that Aria was like Kruis. And Kruis, it's not that I don't like Kruis, it's just that I found
it's
it like...
Not, it's was, not exactly your cup of tea.
No, yeah, exactly. So I thought that like Aria was just Kruis. So, but what the fuck are you doing?
Blending That's my super salt fucking, with
super fucking annoying sound.
Well, I put some salt in my milk, so just
salt in your milk.
Yeah,
why?
Because it's good.
I never heard about that. Is that like a Bulgarian thing or something?
No, it's my thing. Like I drinking my coffee with the energy drink mixed.
I mean, I guess since you're hangover, I guess you need the salt. But I mean, in the milk. Okay, you fucking derailed me here. Okay, so I've been listening to Aria a lot recently, and. The album that is my pick of the week is... Okay, I'm going to try this. Let's see if you can understand it. I mean, it is in Russian, so you probably won't understand it to 100%, but maybe. Okay, so the album I picked is Noch Koroche Dinya.
Wait a second, just open the page, because this sounds like my mother tried to read something in English, man.
Nosh koroche dnya. Nya. The hard thing is like nya. It's like nosh koroche dnya. Nya.
Wait a second.
It's the fifth album. Sixth album, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw that from 95.
Yep.
Noch koroche dnya. I don't know, because I'm not a Russian speaking, so I don't know.
Well,
but yeah, it's like Noch koroche dnya, or how the fuck it's supposed to...
Well, according to Google Translate, it means that the night is shorter than the day, which is true in the Northern Hemisphere, at least, you know. In Russia and Sweden, it's probably true that, you know, during the summertime, at least, the night is definitely short. But anyway,
for,
this is...
2 months.
Yeah. Well, basically, this is their attempt at doing Fear the Dark. And it basically is... I mean, Aria has been called the Iron Maiden of Russia. And this is probably like the Fear the Dark of their career. And it's really good. I mean, it has, you know... The thing with Aria is, I feel it's somewhat unfair to call them like a Iron Maiden ripoff band, because I don't really... They have their own sound, definitely, but there is like a very...
unique sound, especially on the bass.
Yeah. It's a heavy tint of Iron Maiden in it. It's sort of like when you mix a drink and you put in a little too much whiskey or something, you feel it. And that's kind of how I feel about this band.
Well, I like to feel my whiskey more than my Coke, for example.
Yeah, true. And I like a little bit more Iron Maiden in my Slavic metal band. So I guess it is so fun to listen to like the earlier records, you know, from.
Yeah, and in my case, I really can recommend you Geroja Svauta, Igra s Ognjem I Krov za Krov. That's the previous three albums.
Yeah, those first three albums are great.
No. It's fourth, fifth, and sixth album. Third, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah, I actually listened to those two. I listened to the fifth one yesterday and the fourth one today. So, I mean, I think all of the six first ones are the ones that the only ones I've listened to so far. But I think they're great. And they really... I mean, I really like the influence, especially with their first album, Megalomania. It has, you know, it came out in 85, and it sounds just like Power Slave in many parts. Not the entire thing, but it's very Power Slave-like. It's kind of crazy. Not really crazy at all, really, because I think they must have gotten, like, bootleg tapes from Poland or something. Because
or Hungary, because back in days most of these Western band came from Hungary, especially in Bulgaria.
Yeah, the bootleg trading. Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be Hungary too, because that was the two places that Iron Maiden played during their World Slavery tour. They played Poland and Hungary, which were like Iron Curtain countries, so yeah.
And also I can say that Chimera from 2001 is very good, and the song Still, you know, they made a duet, they have a guest vocal on this song. I think it's not on the official album, but on the single they have a guest vocal, Udo.
Oh, yeah, I saw, I watched the Metal School's video about yeah, Aria, excellent video, by the way. Check it out if you haven't.
I saw them like last year. I was still at your old apartment.
You mean the documentary or?
Yeah. The Metal School.
Man, it was a while it came out.
I think even I sent you the link for this.
Yeah, and I probably never checked it out, I guess.
As usual.
Yeah, well, the thing was, I just, you know, on a whim, I got into Aria because, you know, I was just fucking around on Spotify as I usually do. And then it just came up, you know, in the, you know, recommended albums, and then I checked them out. And then I just, you know, I had a memory like, oh, wait, didn't like Metal School do a video on this band? So I decided to check it out, and yeah.
And also, if you're into Aria, I can definitely recommend you to check Kipelov. That's the former vocals of Aria, other project. Not our project, but basically, he left Aria, and made his own band that is called Kipelov.
Yeah, I saw it here on Metal Archives, similar artist, and it was like the first band on the list.
Yeah, because it's basically like Gamma Ray and Halloween.
Oh, yeah, they had a kind of a breakup, sort of.
Yeah, because one of the stories that I read somewhere was like Aria wanted to tour outside Russia. And Kipelov was stubborn and say, no, we are a Russian band, we go and play just in Russia.
Which, I mean, they still do kind of Aria. I mean, they have played shows outside of Russia, they play obviously.
They played in Bulgaria 2007, I think. Probably before that as well. And but I think 2011 or 12, they played at Muscle Rock as well.
Oh man, that would have been cool to see. But yeah, I mean, here's the thing though, they played outside of Russia, as we, you know, like we said, but the thing is they've never done anything in English as far as I know. No, or maybe they have, I don't know. I don't see any like English lyrics on anything. So they still didn't like do the Russian thing. Well, I don't know. I'm still pretty new to this band, but I'll definitely say that this band is it's really made an impact on me. It's like one of those bands that you find out that you want to hear more of, because I think they're so fucking interesting.
And I told you even before that Aria is a very good band, but I thought you already know that.
Well, you know, this I think this is the thing for a lot of people, you know, when because that happened to me as well when I recommend a band to someone. I remember way back, like maybe 10, 12 years ago or something, I recommended Running Wild to a guy I was playing in a band with. And he like replied with, "Ha ha ha, pirate metal, so stupid." And you know what happened 5 years later? The guy fucking posts everywhere, "Running Wild is the best band in the world." And it's like, yeah. Okay, when I told you about Running Wild, it was a fucking joke, haha, funny. But now that you have seen what's so good about it, suddenly it's like you're the fucking best thing in the world. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, especially the first two albums is very pirate metal, right?
Yeah, definitely. Nah, but you know how it is. You know, people always get in. You know, you recommend something to someone and it can take, you know, a while. And that's definitely the case for me. They're like bands. I mean, this is like proof of it. It happens all the time. People tell me, like, oh, check out this band. And 5 years later, I will, basically. That's how I roll.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah.
I know.
So yeah, I'm going to listen more to this band. They have I found Aria very interesting, I might say.
And the funny story was today when you sent me the pick of the week, I like I said, I was a hangover, and I first I was like, Aria, prog metal, Asia, Europe, because I just didn't open my eyes at all, and I was thinking you was right Asia, not area. I was,
you know,
like, what the fuck?
That would have been something I could have picked, because I really love Asia. I think it's a really good like prog pop band. But
and you ask me what I smoke. Well, what I smoke is basically I mix two type of tobacco. One is a John Silver, and the other one is a pipe tobacco.
Yeah, it was a little weird, because that wasn't the response I was waiting for. Because I was like, oh, I'm gonna pick something with Aria, and I thought that you were going, oh, Aria, finally you listen to it. But you were like, oh, so prog rock, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? It's like, yeah, that was kind of funny. So yeah.
Are you ready, man?
Yeah, I'm done with my thing. So noch koroche, yeah.
No, but I ask you, are you ready?
Oh yeah, you're going to send me some shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have some. Okay, we're going to do live reacts here on the show. Okay, so before I open up your
Fuck! Why it's not open? Because I also tried to open. Oh, okay, it's open.
But so, before I check it out, do you have something to say about it, or do you want me just to open it up?
I open up, react, and then because it's very tight for the topic.
Oh,
basically that's how
access denied.
Huh?
Access denied.
Try one more time.
Okay. Yeah. I'll try.
Well,
okay,
let's.
Okay. There's a picture of Paul Di'Anno with. What the fuck is up with his? What the fuck? I mean, okay. It was like it looked a little bit, you know. I mean, I thought it was like the giraffe that was supposed to be funny here, but it's like, is those his feet? It looks like he's been amputated or something.
I told you, man, it's this picture is fucked.
Dude, it looks like he has huge fucking feet. What the fuck?
Yeah,
is...
like elephant feet or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
and
dude,
it's not funny.
It looks
definitely
like elephantitis. but what the fuck is it? Okay, I need to. Former.
I know he have a problem with his knee before like 10 years, something like this, and somewhere I read he gonna retire from the singing exactly about this problem 1 or 2 months after his gig at Stockholm, I think.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe this sounds a little bit better now that I...
Nope.
You still sound like shit as well? I don't know what happened.
Yeah, but like I told you, it's not important for us how... it's important that we can understand each other. It's important the audio that we record to be okay.
Yeah. It's just... It's not a problem. It's not a problem. Okay, so you were saying he sat on a porcupine in Sweden or... What did you...
No, he have this problem more than 10 years. But I read after his gig in Sweden, he gonna retire from singing.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, the thing is, I thought it was like, I mean, he's a little bit overweight, but he's not like morbidly obese. It doesn't really look like. But
no,
his legs are fucked. His knees and his feet as well are insanely, you know. Or okay, what were you saying? He's fat? He's not fat? Or
no, he's not so fat. For example, Felix from Crematory is way more fat than in Podium.
Yeah, I mean, judging from the picture, I mean, you know, the upper body looked, I mean, fairly... You know, fairly normal for a man his age, I would say. But, I mean, the lower body, what the fuck? I mean, I've never seen anything. I can imagine why he has to sit down during shows. I mean, holy fuck. You know, like I said, I didn't even know about this shit. I mean, then again, I don't really follow metal news too keenly. I'm, you know, since I don't use Facebook. So, man, that's sad. That's really sad.
Yeah. And that's how I came with the idea for tonight's topic. This is let's put this is how you remind me, like you know this song from the shitty band Nickelback.
No! Don't you dare say Nickelback is shit. Nickelback are great.
No, they're a very good band, man. If you need to go in the toilet,
yeah. Yeah, I'm not being a contrarian here. I genuinely like Nickelback, but, you know, tomato, tomato, I guess. But, yeah, so the subject of today is like, I mean, you know, the way you remind me or whatever.
No, for example, if someone tells you, hey, man, what about Metallica in... In the beginning, you start James with long hair and, you know, like the 80s, like 84, for example.
Yeah, so basically a little bit of then and now, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people have gone through a lot of changes. I mean, obviously, when you grow older, your body changes. So, I mean... There are, of course, physical, you know, that's the most obvious one, I guess.
Yeah, and especially you get the one example right now, man.
Yeah, and that's a little bit more on the sad side, I guess. But I guess there's nothing really too happy about growing old, I guess. There's a lot of issues. I mean, especially for like rock star kind of people, you know, they usually have been living like hard, heavy lifestyles, and you know.
Yeah, and definitely, I said even before 15 years, metal, like rock stars, metal heads, especially, I can say even for metal heads, not performance, not bands, just for fans. metal supposed to be considered as a high risk profession?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean,
especially how we treat our bodies. Okay, I don't speak about alcohol and whatever, but mosh pit, circle pit, broad pit, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a heavy genre. I mean, it's heavy on the body, I guess. And I mean, even as a musician as well, I mean, doing a tour and whatever, I mean, it takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, and you didn't get the joke.
Nah, it probably flew over my head.
I say mosh pit, circle pit, and brat pit.
Nah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Because it's all with a pit, man.
Yeah,
brat pit is not a circle pit or mosh pit, you know.
Yeah, you could have said snake pit. It would have been funnier. I don't know. I don't even know what you're trying to say because I don't
my
know
joke
what
is, yeah, because I'm old man and my joke is like dead jokes. So
no, I literally don't even know what you said. You said mosh pit, circle pit, and pit. I was like, okay.
Brad Pitt.
Drag pit.
Brad Pitt, the actor.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. The actor.
Okay. Yeah, that was a joke, technically, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's like a dad joke.
Yeah. I'm just going to blame myself for, you know, I have a hard time hearing what people from other countries say.
And also, we have a problem with our connection. We didn't hear each other very well.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty. I guess we can blame it on that.
But, hey, man, anyway, it's like almost 40 minutes. I think we can start with the examples and we can continue with the talk after the song, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I thought I was feeling way more up to doing this show today. But, you know, as fast as I started, I feel like the Swedish chef. I can't even string a fucking sentence together. I don't know.
And I think, let's take this song for a break. And we are coming after, like, whatever the song is.
What's up, everybody? This is Stone of Nervo Chaos from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And you're listening to Metal Brain Fart.
Hello, everyone, and we're back. And that was Burning Darkness, the band name, Burning Darkness, with Cheropteran Demon, I guess it's called. Haven't heard that word before, but yeah, that was some kick-ass music right there, I guess. But before we get into the subject we're doing, Daro, I actually went out today with my little bike. Or it's not a little bike. That would be embarrassing to ride around. But it's a blue bike I have. I call it the Blue Lightning. And I went to my local Coop store. And I saw this. If you check out the chat that I have there. When I went to the beer section.
Oh, right.
It's the alcohol-free Iron Maiden beer that's just been released.
Can you buy me one can of this, or if you have a can, I just want a can. I don't want to drink.
Dude, I'm actually, you know, unfortunately when I went to the store today, I only had like 12 crowns on the card, and I really wanted some must because you know there's a lot of it and it's cheap, you know. And but the thing is, I get money tomorrow, and I'm going to buy a couple of these.
Yeah,
they're kind of pricey, but I'll buy a couple and I'll try to save one I'll try to save one unopened, but there are no guarantees.
If you drink it, doesn't matter, because I just told you I will need the can because I collect this type of metal beers.
You got it. But I'll try to give you a full can. Okay, for those of you who don't know out there in the audience, in Sweden there's a Swedish brewery called Nils Oskar, and they are working together with Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden to do some basically beer, lager beers to put out in select Swedish stores. I mean, basically, they have a beer called Running Free, which is an alcohol-free beer, lager beer, which are released in stores all around all Coop stores in Sweden. So they're not available in ICA, they're not available in Willys, they're only at Coop. And thankfully, my local Coop, which is like 5 minutes away on bike, have it, so I'm definitely going to get my hands on it tomorrow. But they also have a Trooper beer, but it's not like the Trooper beer that was released a couple of years ago.
The British one.
No, it's not the British one. This is just, you know, a light lager. And it's called it's called the Nils Oskar Trooper. That's the difference. So, but it's only available at Bishop's Arms, which is basically like a pub chain.
Yeah, the biggest pub chain in Sweden, I can guess. They and the Lion Bar, I think, is also one of the biggest chain in Sweden.
Definitely. But Bishop's Arms, it's sort of like a, how should I say, it's a little better quality, I would say, than, for instance, Lion Bar, because Lion Bar is a little bit of a...
Yeah. Well, Lion Bar is like a normal pub, but I think Bishop Arm is more like a craft beer, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of like craft beer and a lot of shit on tap, but they are going to release this Nils Oskar Trooper to Systembolaget as well. But when I check it on the, I mean, it has a page on the Systembolaget website that, you know, you buy it in a can, but it's not available, apparently. It's you have to specially order it, so mm-hmm. you can probably only, like, I have no information here, but I guess it's going to be a while until you can get your hands on it, eventually. I saw that in the store, and I was like, kind of... You know, it was cool. It was cool to see something made in.
And actually, I drank two different beers, metal beers, last week, I think, or the week before that. It's Tierfink and Vampire. One is IPA, the other one is APA or something like this. I don't know, man. I'm not a huge fan of this type of beers, but it was okay. And actually, we got it at Kufrelks Mangio.
Oh, so they have it there at...
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, that's a thing that has... I've always been bothered with when you know these places. I mean, I'm talking like before Fredagsmangel, you know, all the other clubs that did metal nights and whatever. They never had like these, you know, band beers, and I think that was somewhat of a wasted opportunity because they would have, you know, gone gangbusters with that shit. I mean, if a place had like the Motorhead beer or something, that shit, even if they priced it at like 70 crowns a bottle or something, it would still sell.
Yes and no, man, because Kufrelksmangel, I think, still have Motorhead, the road crew. But,
oh, really?
But also, I don't know now, because I don't go there. I don't like... I mean, it's a fancy place with a shitty type of music. I speak about Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, yeah. They probably have a bunch of those.
Yeah, because I remember when Saxon release party was hosted by the Hard Rock Cafe Stockholm. Bill Buffett was there, and they have, of course, Saxon Thunderbolt and the Crusader beer. And also they have a bunch of Troopers and Motorhead as well.
Yeah, man. I mean, I haven't had the chance to try too many of those beers. I think I've only had like the Trooper one and Motorhead one. And also I haven't tried the other because Maiden have released a lot of beers recently. They did like a Sun and Steel beer, which is like basically a lager, I think.
I don't know for you, man, but sometimes in my Facebook my Facebook art came commercial about Trooper in a case with I think 12 pack. With six different kind of Troopers.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah, it would be cool to get one of those ones, but, you know, it's such a fucking hassle to get. I don't know. I had a friend once, actually, that, you know, when they released the Trooper thing, when it was a new thing, I think he, like, ordered a case from Britain, like, you know, like a 24 pack or something. And mm-hmm. the taxes he had to pay to get that shit in. I mean, I think he had to pay a lot for, you know, the case alone. I think it was like, fuck, I don't know, 40 pounds, which is a lot.
I saw it was about 500 crowns, just the case. Yeah. And I don't know how much import tax you need to pay.
Yeah, and I think there's like an extra tax if it's alcohol as well. So, I mean, I think he paid, I'm not entirely sure, but I think he had to pay in and around like 700 to 800 crowns just to get that fucking case in. And the funny thing, he didn't really share any of those with us. He just had like, he had this like fucking 24 case and he, no. I tried to buy one off of him. I was like, okay, I can give you like 50 crowns for one of them. And he was like, no.
Smart guy.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I guess. I would actually keep...
What do you think I'm going to share with someone? I'm going to drink it alone, man.
Okay. I would share it with you, actually. I would give you one and two of a 24-pack. I would definitely do.
Well, in 24-pack, if I'm going to share, probably I'm going to give you one and that's it.
you wouldn't split the case in two. That's a little bit too much, but I would share a couple. I mean, it depends.
But if I get this steel plate or whatever, 12 pack, six beer, six different type of, forget it, man.
Yeah. Man, I'm thinking, I mean, if they release this thing on Systembolaget, this stronger trooper one, I mean, hopefully, I mean, I saw there was, I mean, it was 32 crowns a can, I think.
Whoa.
So in a 24 pack, that's like, man. Ugh.
That's a pricey one.
That is pricey, so I don't think you'll buy a case of it. I mean, no, maybe you'll buy one or two.
Because you let's just make a little bit disclaimer. 32 crowns, for example, it's a little bit pricey beer because the beer is between 10 and not. You have the cheapest one is around 7-8 crowns, and you have a normal one that is between 12 to 20 crowns, and this is like 30, whatever you say.
Yeah, okay. I did the math here. If you're gonna buy a case of these Nils Oscar Troopers, you're gonna have to pay out 768 crowns.
And that's
without the recycling price counted in. So, yeah, basically like almost 800 crowns for a case of those.
Yeah, case 24, we speak.
Yeah, exactly. A case of 24 beers for like 800. Nah, I probably won't buy a case of those.
Definitely not for me.
I mean, unless they're really fucking good. But you know what? For 800 crowns, you can get way more drinking. You know, way more stuff in booze.
Yeah, for example, you can get what at least 3-pack of some Sufiero or even Piston Head or whatever.
You could basically buy like 6 bag-in-box of the semi cheap ones, I guess. But yeah, okay. okay, we've been going. I'm sorry. This was a little bit of a tangent, but I think I really wanted to mention this because you know. I didn't expect like my local grocery store like Coop here to have like this fucking Maiden beer, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
well, let's go to a topic. Yeah, probably.
sure, let's go ahead.
Because you know, man, the beer is pretty strong connected with the metal, so it's quite into a topic, especially with Maiden that we mentioned earlier with this very sad picture of Paul Di'Anno.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And okay, let's start it with Paudiano. Now we saw him, at least you and I saw him, and probably if you Google, I speak to the audience, if you Google, you're going to see as well, just write Paudiano 2022 or whatever, and you're going to see this sad picture. But how you remember Paudiano, man, as a vision?
Well, the memories I have of Paudiano is not from, you know, during my lifetime, really.
Because, yeah, I mean,
I only have, my picture, it's a classic one. So, you know, it's from the early Maiden days, really, you know, in the 80s when he was, that is the thing, you know, when he got older, he got, you know, pretty bloated. But back in the day, yeah, when he was younger, I mean, he was very fit, you know. He was not like malnourished, but he was, you know, pretty thin, pretty lean. That's the sort, yeah, of picture I have, you know, the shorter hair, you know.
Yeah, like Iron Maiden ears.
Yeah, exactly. That's the image I have of Paudiano. But and then the sort of second image I have is sort of a little bit more embarrassing recent stuff, maybe. Because I remember there was like a time 5 years ago or something when a clip would go around in our friend circle where Paudiano is drunk as fuck trying to sing Charlotte the Harlot or something.
Oh, yeah. I you know, remember this one.
Yeah.
I don't remember vividly, but I have the idea what you are talking about.
I mean, it's not really... I mean, there was like a lot of clips of it, obviously, because, I mean, it became sort of like a thing that people would like to laugh at him, you know, for, yeah, you know, being drunk and, you know.
Yeah, but now Vince New take this, his position, because, you know, grills, blah, 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 grills.
Yeah.
But for me, yeah, like you said, my first memory of Paudiano is like back in the 80s with Maiden. And the other one is probably the first time when I saw him. It was about 2011 or 12, I'm not sure. Then I saw him for the first time in Bulgaria. I met him, I was a stagehand, helping for the on the promoter, and yeah, around this time also have this memory of him in this video, The Living Dead.
I have a, I actually remember checking those things out when I when I got into Maid and I started to like do searches about the band members. So yeah, I remember the Living Dead thing, the music video as well. But I've never seen him live, by the way, I must add. So
I saw him twice, and I have an opportunity to meet the guy, to chat a little bit with him. And the funny thing was, I have the Iron Maiden book, 30 Years of Beast or whatever, that came out around 2007, mm-hmm, if I don't lie myself. And I have Blaze Bailey signed it first, and then Paudiano. And of course, Blaze Bailey gone signed before me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's cool. So to collect all the...
And also... What to tell you about the both of them is like guys that you need to don't expect anything, because sometimes they can be very kind, but sometimes they can be complete assholes.
Well, I mean, I get it. You know, that's really the name of the game, so to speak. I mean, you can't really expect all of these people to be people, if you understand what I mean. You know, they're just like,
yeah,
every other guy, you know.
Most was about Paul Di'Anno. Blaze was like just if he don't like something, he's like leaving and say just give me leave me alone. Don't want to whatever. Don't want to speak. But I mean, Paul Di'Anno actually, the problem is almost every gig that he perform, there is some asshole that start, for example, to shout, play Fear of the Dark, play Fear of the Dark. And that made him go crazy, man, and he actually jump on fight. Well, obviously, right now he cannot jump on fight.
Yeah, well, those days are over, I guess.
Yeah,
that's yeah. I remember seeing that. I mean, that was kind of a controversial thing with Paul Di'Anno for a while, that he, you know, would, you know, fight with the audience and whatever. But I mean, people are drunk in these clubs and they say stupid shit. But I mean, everyone has limits, of course, you know. So, but I think the stuff that Paul Di'Anno's done, I mean, there are way worse people out there in show business. It's sort of, I mean, Axl Rose, for instance, that's, I mean, you know, he can, you know, he can walk up stage or he can't even, sometimes he won't even go on stage. So, I mean,
I don't remember. Did we speak about him on the controversial episode?
Either we did it on the controversies or on the assholes episode, because I don't think they are one and the same. I think the controversies and the asshole episode are two different ones.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
But I don't remember either.
We probably talked about but I guess he's always been like that, or probably not. But I'm not qualified to comment on Axl Rose really, because I don't know if he. I mean, I've always seen him as that guy, so. For me, it hasn't changed.
Yeah, and I have back in Bulgaria the official biography for Guns N' Roses, and that basically it's one of his things. Every time to make a fight, to not show up on the gigs, to cut the gigs short and whatever. And speaking of Guns N' Roses, man, I always gonna remember Axl Rose like this. Early 90s Axl Rose, you know, the thing guy that is like what chick magnet and whatever, and now when I see the picture of him, it's like he's look like exactly like a plastic dog.
Oh yeah, I mean he's done some surgery. it surely looks like he's done some plastic surgery, at least. I don't know, but I know what you're talking about. I mean, it's sort of like, he's very similar to the development that Vince Neil from Motley Crue has done, which, I mean...
Well, man, at least Vince Neil's look a little bit more natural than Axl Rose.
I mean, the thing is, Vince Neil nowadays, he sort of looks like a grandma.
just Vince Neil?
Yeah.
Just Vince Neil? Come on, man. Blackie Walls as well. It's like it's look like old lady from the church.
Yeah, no. I mean, Blackie Lawless, he looks like, you know, that crazy cat lady who lives in the
exactly.
house, which you accidentally has kicked a football over and you don't...
No, man. This is another rock star. This is another rock star. I speak about Marilyn Manson.
We were talking about Black Lawless. Why are you talking about Marilyn Manson? Or
because he is, he is exactly...
Fuck it.
Yeah, because he is exactly this cat lady that you subscribe.
Fuck, I don't think I've seen a picture in him recently, but I can imagine. I take your word for it.
I'm going to show you now.
Okay, let's see. I mean, I can, like I say, I can imagine, but... I mean, a lot of these guys, I mean, especially with Marilyn Manson, I haven't been like a huge fan at all, so haven't really followed him, but...
Never been a fan of Marilyn Manson. He have just one song that I like, the song from The Matrix, that is Rock is Dead, I think that was the name.
I, but... I have no idea. I remember in the first band I was in, the guys were like huge Marilyn Manson fans, and I didn't get it. They were very much into like the shock side for a while. That and Rammstein and all that shit. I never got into it. Unfortunately,
I told you, I don't like as well.
I'm sorry for the coughing. I'm not used to the radio talk, I guess.
Copy image address and
okay. How's it going? Are you finding your way on the interwebs?
Facebook sent. Here you are, man.
Okay,
enjoy.
Okay, here we have a picture of an old lady, I guess. Oh no, that's gotta be fake, dude. Is that shit real?
I don't know, but I think so.
It looks like a fucking Photoshop. I mean, it looks like a.
Because the other picture that
how old is that guy? He must be in his 50s now, I think.
Probably, man.
He must be, so.
Because the other picture that I saw of Marilyn Manson is like. He's looked like Nicolas Cage a little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely a Cage thing going there, but I don't know. You know, if you compare it to that picture, Nicolas Cage looks way better.
I don't know from which, when is this article?
I mean,
but
you know, speaking about old dudes.
So Manson is about 53.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, you know, in that case, you know, I buy it. It's like, you know, if you're that... well, kind of not, because, I mean, if we think Alice Cooper, he sort of looked... I mean, I think he looks okay still. I mean, I haven't seen a recent photo of him, but he's been looking old for a very long time.
Well, Alice Cooper... I don't know. I know him. Like when I say I know him, I don't mean I know him personally, but I know about Alice Cooper from early 2000, and basically he look the same almost every year.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, that's a Photoshop. But still, man, you can check a little bit down on the page. You can see the real photo of him.
Yeah, well, I saw it, and it's like, well, I mean, he looks okay for his age, I guess, but I don't want to get too much into like these looks of things, but I wanna talk about, you know, we talked about Maiden earlier,
yeah,
and let's talk a little bit about Bruce Dickinson, because he's been going through a very interesting evolution over the years. I mean, if you think about when he got into the band back in 82, 81, he looked, you know, he had this classic look, you know, the...
That's the look I always picture him first. And the second look that I picture is his look from Brave New World around 2000.
Yeah, definitely. He has his long-haired period, his short-hair period, and then... He's back to long hair again. He's had that, but he's have semi-long gray hair now.
Yeah, but now it's like, now it looks strange for me, man.
He looks like a, okay, here's the scenario. He looks like an old artist dude, or like an old, you know, like an art connoisseur, you know. He looks like a guy who walks around, you know, you know, halls where, you know, full of art, modern art and whatever, and sips on wine or whatever. He sort of looks like that kind of a guy. I think. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, man. But definitely, for people who know Maiden, know the Bruce Dickinson is very active in so many different things, like. Pilot of airplane and also owner of the company that is the airplane. Vocalist of Iron Maiden. He have a school for a duelist.
Yeah, he's a fencer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And also a book writer.
Yeah, a writer as well. So he is like what you would call a Renaissance man.
Exactly.
You know, does a little bit of everything and a little bit of like, you know, Leonardo da Vinci in a way. And I think maybe that's what he's going for with the hair and shit. He's trying to do like da Vinci look. Because da Vinci, I mean, if you've seen like old portraits of him, he sort of has a little bit of a long hair.
Is someone? Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Someone is trying to call me. Okay, it's not important. It's just
That's why we do the calls via phone, not via messenger.
Yeah, well, the problem with doing via phone is that sometimes people call you, but I don't know, this was weird. I think it was some kind of, I don't know, you know, a fucking salesperson, whatever. So yeah. Where were we? I'm thinking trying to look like a Renaissance man. That's the feeling I get. But the recent pictures I've seen of Bruce, he actually looks old. And I mean, he must be around 60 now.
Who?
Bruce.
I think he's around 65.
Yeah, I mean, fuck that. It's crazy to. He's almost. Yeah, he's getting close to 70, and they're still doing their thing. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. I'm gonna check her definitely. Yeah, he's 63 years old.
Yeah. Well, I was very near since I said I was like 2 years old, but Nico is pushing 70, man. For example, yeah,
he's the oldest one in the band. I remember that from when I was full on Maiden nerd. That I remember that he's the oldest. And that's sick. Born in 1952, so he's like, that is insane. That guy, I mean, can't be easy to be a drummer at that age.
Yeah, especially so intense drummer as Maiden. But now I am looking at. Bruce photo, like quite a new photo. I don't know if it's from last year or 2020. He reminds me a little bit of Adrian Smith.
Yeah, more than Adrian Smith. Here's the thing, though. I guess you're looking, might be looking at the same picture as I am, but it's like from the Senjutsu era band photo. And
No, I'm looking from. Some from Boba Umato or whatever, because I wrote at Google Bruce Dickinson 2021, and that's the second picture.
Well okay, I'm looking at the pic on Metal Archives, and the thing I must say that Steve and Yannick, they look pretty much like Eternals. They've looked the same for 20 years.
Yeah, man.
But however, the other two guitarists, Mr. Murray and Mr. Smith, they have gotten a little bit of a, you know, old man face on them. Especially Dave Murray, he looks like an old man. It's hard to explain. He has like the grandpa nose.
Jessica, to open it.
He reminds me so much of my grandfather, in a way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's just
exactly
that. Only if he had like a beard, then he would look exactly as my late grandfather. That's fucking insane.
All right, you speak about beard. Let's go to the another big one, Judas Priest, man.
Oh man! Oh, they're even older. Holy shit! I mean, it seems like we've gone from like talking about how we view our idols to talking about how fucking old they are. I mean, it's kind of...
Yeah, but for example, I'm going to jump into a Judas Priest in a second. For example, when you ask me about Motorhead...
Yeah.
The first picture that came into my mind is Motorhead around 2005-7, you know, this classical look of Lemmy, Like almost till the end, but a little bit younger. Not the young version of Lemmy without the cowboy hat and boots and, you know, just jeans and jacket. I don't picture that. I picture like 2007, this time line.
Yeah, well, once again, I'm not really qualified to say anything. I think he basically looked the same forever. You know, whenever I've seen Motörhead, I couldn't really... If it wasn't for the quality of the video footage, I couldn't tell you if it was 2007 or 1977. You know, basically, I'm sorry. You know, well, he sort of like had this like older guy kind of aesthetic forever, basically. Lemmy, that is.
Yeah. I'm speaking about Lemmy as well. But no, man.
It's a different case with like Phil forever. However, because he got very gray before he died. So, but he looked basically the same.
Animal, yeah.
Yeah,
and also Eric Clark, man. Eric Clark, I can picture him like this photo from the 80s, you know, the Three Amigos.
Yeah, exactly.
From Ace of Spades.
I haven't seen anything recent. I mean, it was a long
but
time.
But before he died, he basically looked like a grandpa. But like I told you, with Lemmy, I don't picture him in the last couple of years before he died or during 77, how you said. I picture around between 2000-2007, this timeline.
Yeah, that's the image you have of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember seeing, like, I think I saw, like, the last interview with Lemmy. And the thing is, it didn't look too bad, you know, appearance wise. I mean, obviously,
well,
you know,
he was almost 70.
Yeah, and he was about to die, you know, he was pretty much fucked up on the inside more than on the outside, and he was thinner, you know, a little bit thinner, I guess, but
a lot thinner.
Yeah, a lot thinner, but otherwise I don't think he looked too bad. I mean, but then again, it's been a while since I've seen it, so I could be misremembering, but...
Because, for example, if you watch this movie, Motörhead, 49% motherfucker, 51 son of a bitch, yeah, that's basically the image how I know him. But like you say, the last... I don't know for the last interview, but definitely... He was the one commercial in Finland for a milk.
Yeah, he did a milk commercial.
Yeah, man. And he looked exactly like a grandpa.
Yeah, that one is fairly vivid in my mind. Yeah, he looks pretty old there. But, I mean...
I don't drink milk.
that was a cool thing to do as a commercial, I think. Like, yeah... And it was that's probably the only commercial I've seen that is made in memory of someone. Because in the end of that value commercial, you see, like, in memory of, you know, Lemmy Kilmister, year,
yeah,
2 years.
But also he have another commercial, I think, for Twix or Snickers back in the 90s, I think. I'm not sure about that.
Like I said, I'm not... You know, I never got the chance to get too deep into Motörhead.
Yeah.
Maybe I mentioned it earlier. People hate me for saying this, but, you know, I started to try to get into Motörhead around 2015. And when he died, I think he died in and around New Year's of 2015.
I think 28th or 26th of December, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was in around that time. And by that point, when I heard that he died, I was like, okay, there's no point really to listen to their music.
There is a point, man.
No,
the music stay forever.
I mean, this band was like the band that played live, and everyone told me like, oh, you gotta see this band live. And my excuse was always, I don't know their shit, so I have no reason to see them live. Which, well, in hindsight, I kind of regret, to be honest.
Yeah, because actually, I saw Motorhead once, almost I can say by accident, but I didn't regret, because I was like, it was 2007, and I get my salary, and I saw Manowar go and play in Bulgaria. And go buy the ticket, and like I said, I get my salary, and why I'm going to travel so long distance and not to see one more band. So I I just bought a ticket for Motorhead as well. And here is the thing. I'm going to regret till the end of my life I didn't bought a ticket as well for Heaven and Hell. I never saw Dio live.
Dio.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I had a chance as well at one point to see them, but yeah.
Because Dio was the same year, that was like 3 days quote-unquote festival, with every day is like playing one band and one support band. And the first day was Heaven and Hell with, I don't remember which band. The second day was Motorhead with Granulom and one are two Bulgarian bands. One is Granulom, the other one I forget the name. And the third day was Manowar with, I don't remember which band was support. Sixth Sense, I think. However. So.
Yeah, whatever.
That is quite in accident. I saw Manowar, but I totally regret I didn't buy a ticket as well for Heaven and Hell.
Yeah, that would have been sweet, actually. I remember they were going to play at the Sonisphere Festival in 2009? Yeah. 10, yeah. But he died.
With the big fjord.
He fucking died, so yeah. That sucked. Well, yeah, we've been going for a while now. I don't know. Should we do one last thing before we go?
Nah, man, we are not going for so well, because we have like 10 minutes break, so we are like 1 hour and what, 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're. I basically, to be honest, I feel kind of done. I guess we didn't really do the topic justice, unfortunately, but I like this episode. It was fun to do. It was a bit of a conversation, you know.
Let's do what, three more, I guess.
No, I'm done. Not doing three more. Or do you mean three more episodes on the topic, or
no, three more bands.
No, we'll be sitting here for like 2 more hours.
All right,
it's best to put brakes on it when the going gets good.
Okay, one last one that I mentioned, Judas Priest, man.
All right, okay, let's do Priest, because you said that you were going to mention it. So let's go, Priest.
So Priest, I basically remember Priest probably first. My memory is from Breaking the Wall video. And the other is again around 2011 when I saw Judas Priest in Sofia, when Rob Halford wasn't like a boat Santa Claus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also back in the days, you know, even before we was planned, he was with a long hair, tiny guy and whatever. But when I saw him, he was looked like what his like legendary look, I can say. Because, yeah, definitely an older guy, because he's 70 now. And then was like 60-something, and he was still doing the shit that they are doing, man.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I think my memory of Rob Halford is being like his 50, 60 years.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's basically the same image I have, so I don't have too much to add.
What about Slayer?
What?
What about Slayer?
Slayer?
Yeah.
I could talk about that, but I'm done. I'm really tired. I'm sorry.
We're gonna do a sequel to this. I don't know when. It's not gonna be the next week.
No, fuck no. We'll do something. We'll figure something else out. I mean, this was kind of fun, but I really liked the others. I really liked doing not the topic today. That was the fun part. It was more fun to talk about beer and Aria. But yeah.
You know, man, we just say we're going to do a topic. We take a chunk of the topic, and after that we're totally derailing.
Well, I guess it's better to have a topic that you totally derail than not having a topic at all. I guess that's the way to go.
But once again, man, our show is called Metal Brain Fart.
Yeah, we're keeping it true. We're brain farting like crazy here. So yeah, we'll be back with an ordinary show in 2 weeks after this one.
And I'm gonna upload the interview with Alessio Medici from Violenter next week.
Yeah,
we are talking about the new Violenter album. And also he gave us a little bit story of his period with Peter Hobbs from Hobbs Angel of Death, some road advice when you are on the road and whatever. But you're going to hear it next week.
Hell yeah.
So do you have something more to say, man?
I got nothing.
Well, in that case, don't forget to check us in our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/metalbrainfart or metalbrainfart podcast. It's going to pop up anyway. So also, if you want to help us to buying Trooper beer, you can donate at our Patreon. You can see it at our Facebook page or basically, you can connect with us and ask how it's work. I don't know as well. But the biggest thing that I'm gonna ask, man, is like, if you like us, and the biggest support is just share our episode to your friends, and yeah, that's it from me and from you, I guess. All right, till next time. That's mean after 1 week. Not next week. The week after next week. Stay tuned or be doomed.